Hi, I'm Derek Sivers, and this is 50 Conversations in Bangalore and Chennai. You should go to the website, sive.rs/met, met, for the people I met. That's where I posted all of these meetings from people I met. Okay, so February 13th through 21st, 2023, I went to Chennai and Bengaluru, India. My sole purpose was to meet new friends. I'm an overseas citizen of India, and my son is half Indian, Tamil, so I will always have ties to India. I wanted to deepen those ties and make new connections. So I scheduled 50 one-hour conversations with 50 interesting people over 7 days, back-to-back meetings from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. It was one of the most intense and fascinating and heartwarming and educational things I've ever done in my life. I recorded almost every conversation into a little voice recorder, then I had it transcribed. When I got home to New Zealand, I spent 30 hours reading through the transcriptions to help me remember what we talked about, then made a tiny summary posted on the website, that URL I gave you. My conversations there were some of the best I've ever had, immediately open-hearted, honest, and intellectual. I also hosted 2 parties, but I owe an apology to my guests because I thought I could have quality conversations in that environment, but I just couldn't. I'm really a one-to-one conversationalist. So the maybe embarrassing thing I'll admit, before my arrival, I hired a man in Chennai to make an audio recording of him slowly and clearly reading the names of the 50 people I was to meet with. Then I put those recordings into Anki flashcards with the written name on the front, the audio recording on the back, so I could practice pronouncing everyone's name correctly when we met. Names like Arun Sattasilan Palanichami and Thyagarajan Maruthavanan became little melodies that stuck in my head. India has changed so much in the last 10 years since my last visit. The new Vande Bharat train from Chennai to Bangalore is as nice as any train in Europe, and the 4-hour journey costs 1,100 rupees, which is about $13, including a nice meal service. The new UPI cashless payment system is amazing. Instant free bank transfers for every bank account in India, no fee, just by scanning a QR code. Everybody and every roadside vendor now has it, so it's thoroughly practical even for little payments of 40 rupees, like 50 cents. The new Aadhaar government ID is impressive, and it's enabled anyone to open a bank account, which created the ubiquity of UPI. One downside is the current political climate, which had my friends literally looking over their shoulders and speaking in hushed tones when the subject came up. And WhatsApp is practically the sole mode of communication. Bangalore, in particular, has become a wonderful creative hub. It feels like the new San Francisco, with creative, ambitious people moving there from all over India. A super casual California-style culture, free from the formality and materialism of Delhi and Mumbai. Bangalore is such a great place to live, with good weather, culture, and people, that the money made in Bangalore is staying in Bangalore instead of fleeing overseas like it used to. So this feeds the local arts and culture scene, making it an even better place to live. I loved it so much that I wanted to cancel my return flight and just live there now. Instead, it's now my second home in my heart, and I'll be returning often.